This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
About 70 million people worldwide stutter, but just a handful of clinicians in the U.S. offer treatment for stuttering. As KUT's Dalia Jones reports, one program at UT Austin is trying to fight those odds at summer camp.
It's noisy, like any other summer camp. There's horsing around.
Yeah, record your voice. It's a microphone.
I can even hear you.
There's jokes.
What is the strongest creature in the sea?
What is
a mussel.
There's even music. But at this camp, it's not how you say it, it's what you say.
My name is Cade, and what I wanted to share about stuttering is don't finish other people's sentences.
This is camp.
Dream, speak, live. Okay, so we're gonna.
It's a week-long intensive therapy program at the Lang Stuttering Institute at the University of Texas. The program is the brainchild of Dr. Courtney Bird. She's the founding director of the institute and the camp. She began at UT as a postdoctoral researcher in 2004. During her research, she found that there was a limited number of specialists who could provide assessments or treatment for stuttering in Texas.
There's just a general lack of knowledge as to what to do with someone who stutters, and far too often people focus on just the observable behaviors.
So when UT got a $3 million gift, Bird jumped at the chance to help lead the Lang Institute. It's the only specialized research center in the nation that provides free stuttering treatment to adults and children. The treatment focuses on communication effectiveness, communication attitude, and social peer relationships. 3 years ago, Bird began offering the same treatment at a camp for students from all over the world.
That program has really taken off.
About 60 students between the ages of 4 and 17 participate in the program each year. The free camp has a waiting list of about 300 people who are picked at random. 14-year-old Royal Cumby was once a camper himself. Now he's a junior counselor.
It's amazing, first of all, and it's kind of like a safe place.
Cumby began stuttering treatment when he was 3 years old and continues to get treatment at the Lang Institute. Boys are 2 to 3 times more likely to be affected by stuttering, according to the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders. Cumby says this safe space encouraged him to be comfortable with his stutter, but he also realized that people who stutter can be effective communicators. He says he's learned skills like disclosing.
It's where you introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Royal, and I have a stutter, and you may hear me repeat some words, so if you don't understand, please ask me to repeat, and that's really helped me.
Cumby says he wants to be a speech and language pathologist himself one day.
Embrace what you have, because not many people have it, and you're special, and you need to teach other people about it and get them educated.
And Cumby is doing that by teaching other kids, like 11-year-old Jack Metters. He came to this week's camp from South Carolina.
You can get it away from the bullies who bully you because of your stutter, because everyone here knows how it feels.
Mitter says being around other kids that stutter has also helped him understand his own value.
I think there's nothing wrong with me. It's a gift.
And that gift is usually not addressed in a productive manner, says Mary O'Dwyer. She's a speech and language pathologist who teaches at Trinity College Dublin in Ireland. She's also part of a European group that partnered with the Lang Institute to expand outreach for those who stutter. O'Dwyer says the challenges faced by those who stutter are universal.
There's just such a stigma around stuttering that people don't talk about it. Parents don't talk to their children about something that is terrifying their child. It's just hard to fathom.
O'Dwyer says this can also be hard for scientists who study the condition to fathom.
The real experts are the people who stutter, even if they're 4 years of age. You know, they really are the experts, like Royal here. Yeah, they really are the people who know. And we haven't listened to them enough. But now and now, I think more and more, we are bringing their voice into research.
Camp Dream Speak Live was hosted in Belgium for the first time earlier this year. It'll be expanded to Portugal and Ireland next year. But the Lang Institute's Courtney Bird says the camp, which is funded through donations, has a growing waiting list.
It takes an average of a year to have access to our everyday services. So it's exciting, but it's also daunting, and it's something that certainly stays with me at night.
Bird says they're always encouraging volunteers to help with the camp and the Lang Institute's other programs. Roy Okambi says he plans to continue being a counselor so he can keep sharing the message of camp.
Everyone's supposed to dream big. But live, I mean, like, live your life out. Don't be afraid. And speak. Everyone needs to speak. And with your stutter, don't be afraid to speak, even if you have one.
Dalia Jones, KUT News.